How much are social media a part of your life? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Matt Jackson has found that Facebook is an effective means of sharing his faith in Christ.
Facebook is the marketplace of our new culture, meaning that is the place where people go to interact. One of the things that I have learned over the years as a Christian, the value and the importance of sharing your faith. And what I have found unique about Facebook is you can meet people from a lot of different belief systems, a lot of different worldviews. And therefore, I believe that social media is more than just a place to check up on your kids and see what they're doing and how they're doing, but it's a frontier for interacting. It's a frontier for communicating Christ's love as well.
So how can you interact with people on Facebook that are not in your close circle of friends?
In order to meet people who are not in your immediate circle of friends, you have to approach Facebook a little bit more open-handed. You know, some people go on Facebook and they say, I'm only going to be friends with the people I already know. And that's fine, and there's a place for that. But if you want to use Facebook and other social media as a way to reach out, then you've got to reach out. Using Facebook lingo, you've got to accept friend requests or, you know, make friend requests to people that you don't know, who maybe are friends of friends, you know, or maybe you're reading a dialogue that's going on a certain thread and you go, I would like to talk to that person more, or that person really seems to have a different faith or a different worldview than I do. I will friend them and just start talking to them. So you have to be initiative in reaching out.
Taking the initiative to meet and interact with people on social media can lead to great spiritual conversations. For more ideas, why don't you go to makingyourlifecount.org.